Well, let's see if we can make sense and help out Jane in, let's see, in Nevada. Jane, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Hello.
What's going on there at your house? Let's see if we can help you out with it.
Well, we recently bought a home about a month ago, mm-hmm. and it came with a lot of problems. It was a pre-foreclosure, and we've just had some things to work through, plumbing, electrical, you name it. Person that owned it previously, I guess, didn't take care of it or didn't know how.
Uh-huh.
We're not real sure.
Sure, that happens.
At any rate, I have some door problems.
Okay, all right. What kind of a problem? Inside doors, outside doors?
Interior. One is a French door, and it has a lock on the side up at the top.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But there's no pin to go up and into the framework.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, how can you replace that mechanism in the door for that pin?
Yeah, you certainly can, and those are pretty readily available. Some are surface mount that mount to the outside of the door, and some are flush mount that require a little bit of chiseling and so forth. But both of those, I've seen them recently at Home Depot, so they're pretty readily available. They're readily available because they do break from time to time. Because they do get a bit of abuse, with holding that one side of that French door closed. But, are pretty available if you can measure or take anything off that you have there and take it with you to get the same size. Then it's a pretty easy fix just to be able to put another one on. And then you just have to make sure you align it with either the hole that's drilled into the upper jamb, or a lot of them that are surface mount will actually have a small little catch that's attached to that. But either way, that's a pretty easy fix and readily available for you.
All right. My other question is, I have a French door going exterior door.
Right.
Is there a lock that you can recommend? Because those can be broken into quite easily. Is there anything you can recommend?
Well, I would,
on the inside?
I would recommend putting on the door, the fixed door that is still operable but remains fixed. Yeah, these are double doors, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I would go with the surface mount lock on that slide. It's a slide lock, and you can upgrade to a little bit larger one and then put one going straight up and one going straight down, and then that really fixes that door. And these are very decorative, so that it's not going to be an eyesore or an industrial-looking application, and you can get that door really, really firm that way because, I mean, really, how often do you ever open that door? You're going through the active door primarily. So that can really, if you go for the surface mount slide bolts like that, you'll find some bigger ones, get some attractive ones, and that will really make that side secure. Then the other door, of course, would be with your knob and your deadbolt lock. Then you've got a pretty secure scenario then.
Right, right. And you can purchase this at Home Depot?
Yes, uh-huh. All of that's available right there on that hardware aisle, and they'll be able to help you find exactly what you want. Maybe take a picture with your phone of the actual door just so that it makes it very clear as to where that would be installed.
That'd be great. Okay.
Good.
All right.
You can tighten up the perimeter, tighten up the inside, and make that house a little bit better. Just be patient with all the little odds and ends around there. As long as you do each one of them right, after a while, you'll get that. You'll kind of have it under control.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Our pleasure, Jane. Thanks so much for being with us. A little bit of frustration we hear there from Joe from time to time. You get into a house and you feel like, great, I got this house, and you
right.
sit there, and then all of a sudden there's things that need to be done, especially if a house is, 10 or 20, 30 years old. There's going to be things that need to be done.
Oh, absolutely. And that's assuming the previous owner took care of the house. It sounds like in this situation, maybe that was not the case. So it sounds like Jane and her husband have a lot of work to do. But, you just tackle it like we always say, one project at a time.